Finally, many of you may be listening to our show today in your car, maybe sipping a cup of coffee or munching on a bagel or finishing off a sandwich or worse, fries. Because eating in your car may save you time, but it could also cost you money. It turns out that eating and making other messes in your car's interior really can damage its value for resale. Joining us is Michelle Singletary. She writes the Color of Money column for The Washington Post. She's a regular personal finance contributor for Day to Day. Michelle, welcome back. And if you had to guess, how much does it cost you to eat in your car?
Well, I had no idea it cost as much as it did. I didn't think it mattered that much. That certainly it mattered, but Kelley Blue Book and Taco Bell, of all companies, did a survey and showed that most people don't think that the interior of the car contributes to greatly to the value of your car when it comes time to resell it. And they are wrong. In fact, the interior contributes about 30 to 35% of the value of your car when you go to resell it.
Do you let your kids eat in the car?
Oh, I sure do. Listen, I keep my cars until I'm on a first name basis with the local tow truck drivers. My car is just, you know, amazingly messy, I have to ashamedly say.
So what can drivers do to reverse the damage? Say you say, okay, I'm going to get rid of the car, and now I remember all those meals driving around town. What am I going to do to make things better?
You want to get it detailed, and that can cost you anywhere from, you know, $50 or $60 for a low end to a couple hundred dollars to get it detailed. Shampooing the rugs, getting the upholstery clean. If you've got leather and that's got cracks, you want to maybe get those fixed, because sometimes drivers look at the interior to judge the whole car. So you could have a very, very messy interior and the kept the engine up, which is what we do. We faithfully get the oil changed and all, but the car inside is messy. But he says people use that to say, well, if the car is messy inside, perhaps they didn't get the oil change and do all the other things to maintain the engine and transmission, even if you had. So you want to definitely go get it cleaned out. And also, if you don't want to do that, you don't want to spend the money, but you say, listen, the engine is great, you may want to bring your receipts to show that you did get the oil change regularly, that you did get, you know, regularly scheduled maintenance.
You know, food is one thing, Michelle. What about pets? What about if you're carrying your dog around?
Well, if you're letting Fido or Fifi run throughout your car and they're dropping hair and dandruff and all, that could definitely affect the value of your car, because lots of people have allergies and, you know, they get in the car to test it and they're sneezing, and that could, you know, cost you a sale. Anything that could damage the interior. So you want to make sure that you get it detailed. Listen, there are lots of used cars on the market right now, especially from people who were leasing. So you want to present your car in the best possible light so that you can get the most amount of money for it. And again, don't think just because you've got a great engine and the outside looks good and the inside is kind of damaged, that's not going to affect the value of your car, because it will.
Michelle Singletary, our regular guest on matters of personal finance and now autos too. Her latest book is Your Money and Your Man, How You and Prince Charming Can Spend Well and Live Rich. Michelle, thank you again.
You're so welcome.
And if you have personal finance questions you'd like to ask Michelle, go to npr.org and click on the Contact Us button. You can email us. Please put Michelle in the subject line.
We'll be right back.